Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We don't give the prayer the glory, but God used the prayer, right? And prayer gave him a legal right to act and move. This 16th verse, the last part of it says, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." The Amplified says, "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working." Well, it takes tremendous power to change the cycle of rain, right? That's talking about changing the atmosphere. The winds, the dew points, I mean, the effect of the sun and the moon and the rotation of the earth, and that's a big deal. But power. And then if it's dry and famine, to change all that so that rain comes back. And the Bible tells us that that was effected through one man praying earnestly, sincerely, genuinely, and correctly. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man or woman makes tremendous power available. How many believe that could be power to draw people to God? Power to enlighten people who are blind and confused. Power to heal people. He talked about healing all through that verse, right? Power to provide and power to protect, right? Don't forget our troops, right? In Iraq and other places. Don't forget them. Remind God of what we've prayed. Like at the church, you've been coming and praying. We've been praying. But then also every day, people could use fresh encouragement, right? People could use a reminder that they would know that God is with them and protect them. And people could use you praying and asking the Lord to direct them and guide them. A big part of their protection is being led. Their leaders, you know, not giving orders that put them at the wrong place at the wrong time. Did you hear me? Individuals being led. You start to step around from behind cover and you get a check. Don't step right now. So you step back and a bullet zips by. Did you hear me? Yeah. See, it's more to it than just praying. It's praying specifically and then people responding to the prayers. When God checks somebody, warns somebody, they heed it and lives are saved. Thank God we can pray and God will hear us. And he will respond to our prayers. Well, I think I should review a little bit, even though we've already taken a lot of time. But that's what we're here for. Right? I mean, we didn't come to see how quick we could get out. I mean, I could have got you out 5 minutes after the song service, I guess, you know. But is that our objective, to see how quick a speed service? Huh? Is that our objective?
No.
To see how quick we can run you through? Certainly not. It's getting something in us. It's getting a deposit in us where our spirit is fed, our faith is fed, our questions are answered. We're solid. We know how to implement. We know how to do the word. Get results when we leave. But we asked and answered the question, what is prayer? What is prayer? And I stated to you that the best definition I know of, the simplest, is simply this. Prayer is communion with God. Communion with God. Communion is also translated fellowship. Fellowship with God. Fellowship means a sharing in common. It's a reciprocal thing. It's not just you talking to God. Somebody said, well, prayer is talking to God. Well, it's more than that. A big, big key to effective prayer is awareness of who you're talking to. Awareness of Him. Aware that God has my attention and that I have His attention. Be like you and I talking to each other. Well, if you want to come talk to me, you don't just look off in the other direction and hold my pant leg and go, Brother Keith, oh, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, oh, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, Brother Keith, Brother Keith. After a while, I'd go, what? I'm right here. Look at me and talk. Right? What do you want? What do you want to tell me? But see, people get religious in a ritualistic sense about prayer, and so much prayer is far too self-conscious. People are aware that I'm praying, aware of their self, and that's a sign of ineffectual prayer. Just I'm praying. People come in and say, whoo, boy, you know, I was able to put in 2 hours of prayer. That's not a good indication. Did you hear me? It'd be like you saying, I was able to stay and talk to Brother Keith for an hour. I made it. Well, see, you were just thinking about the passing of time. What about what we talked about? What about what you told me? And what about what I told you about what you told me? Right? If there's no communion, then you don't have real prayer. If there's no sharing, if there's no reciprocal fellowship, then you're not really praying. You're just going through the motions. Jesus gave the perfect example. In Luke, you remember, he said that a Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God said, I wasn't even in it. He's praying with his, oh God, I thank thee that I'm not like other men, not like this publican. I fast, I tithe, God said, I'm not even in that. He's praying with himself. And you hear it's all I. Well, somebody said, well, I wouldn't do that. Well, you can do the same thing and worry. Yeah. I've got this, God, and I've got this, and we got to have that, and I just feel so bad, and I need help, and I. You can do that all night long and miss sleep, and you are not aware of God. You're just, when you get through, you're more aware of your problems than when you started. You're more aware of how bad you feel. That's not prayer. That's worry, which is forbidden in the Scripture. Right? I'm just reviewing a little bit to remind so much of what people call prayer is really vanity. It's wasted motion. It is not real prayer. And you don't get results. They don't get answers. And people wonder, well, why? Well, it wasn't real prayer. Real prayer is you keep in your mind real strong all the time who I'm talking to. The Almighty, the Creator of heavens and earth, who knows everything. Well, if He knows everything and you know so little, shouldn't you do a lot of listening? Huh? Yeah, you can do some talking, but you should do a whole lot of listening, because you're talking to somebody who knows so, so, so much more than we ever thought about knowing. Prayer is communion with God. We said, and I'll just review a little bit, that what prayer is not. Prayer is not vain repetition, chanting some memorized phrase mindlessly over and over again. Chanting something that you've memorized. The Lord warned us about this in Matthew. He called it vain repetitions. Prayer isn't screaming at the devil for hours. We've already said prayer is not worry. It's not bewailing your predicaments and recounting your problems for hours and only being self-conscious. That's not real prayer. Counting beads is not prayer. Spinning a wheel isn't prayer. We are not to pray in front of or before any picture. We're not to pray in front of or before any statue. Did you hear me? Don't pray in front of statues. Don't pray. Somebody said, well, I built me a little altar at my house. Fine, cool, but I hope you're not praying in front of any pictures. Did you hear me? And no statues. So I'm going to say, why? Well, go get the tape and listen. We went back to the scripture. And I mean, in the first few commandments of the Ten Commandments, he said that you are to serve and worship him only. And he said, you're not to make any likeness, no statue, nothing like that. I mean, he was very, very, very strong and specific and repeated it so many times. And he also said that you're to watch and not use the Lord's name in vain. What does that mean? When we say, our Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, you do not say that like you say hocus pocus. You don't say it mindlessly. You realize what a privilege. I have access. I have access to the throne of the Almighty in that name. Yes. Amen. And you don't say things like, you know, it's popular among teenagers to hear, oh my God. Well, that's like cussing. Did you hear me? That's very similar to taking the word God and using it with the word damn. What's so bad about that? Well, you're using his name vainly. You're not talking to God and you're not talking about God when you couple the word God with the word damn. And you're throwing the word God around like it means nothing. Well, people are doing the same thing if they say, oh my God, they're not talking to God. They're not talking about God. They're using that name vainly. You see, you know, people, something surprise them and they go, Jesus Christ. Well, that's like cussing or worse. Did you hear me? You're not to use, we don't throw that name around. When we use the name of the Master, it means something to us. It's significant to it. It carries weight. Because, friend, this name carries all the weight and glory in heaven. When you come in that name, you have access. You'll be heard. And this is not like going to the president's office. See, a lot of people, you couldn't get in to see the president. How about the Creator? Can you get in to see him? You can. I said you can. How many mediators are there between God and men?
One.
1 Timothy, what is it, 2:8 or so? You don't have to turn there. 1 Timothy 2:5. 2:5 says, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. One. For that reason, we do not pray to any saint, nor do we pray to any angel, nor do we pray to Mary, the mother of the Lord. I'm going to say, what's wrong with that? Find me one scripture that supports it. One.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.